This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The presidents of France, Russia, and the United States called on Thursday for an immediate ceasefire between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces around Nagorno-Karabakh. But Turkey's president said the three big powers should have no role in the peace moves. They called for an immediate cessation of hostilities between the relevant military forces in the heaviest clashes since the 1990s. France, Russia, and the United States are co-chairs of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's Minsk Group, set up to mediate in the decades-old conflict over the mountainous enclave in the South Caucasus. But in a speech to Turkey's parliament just before the three countries' statement, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he opposed their involvement. Dozens of people have been reported killed and hundreds wounded since Sunday in fighting that has renewed concern about stability in the South Caucasus, a corridor for pipelines carrying oil and gas to world markets. European Union leaders have given their approval to sanctions over the political crisis in Belarus after overcoming objections from Cyprus by agreeing to send a tough message to Turkey. The move clears the way for travel bans and asset freezes on around 40 members of President Alexander Lukashenko's regime, allegedly responsible for poll rigging at an August 9th election and a subsequent violent crackdown on protests. There was broad support for the Belarus sanctions among EU member states. The United Kingdom and Canada have already declared their own targeted measures. But Cyprus was holding out against the decision, arguing that the member states should first make a move against Turkey in response to its drilling for gas in disputed waters. You can find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Madrid will become the first European capital to go back into lockdown in the coming days. Lauren Anthony of Reuters reports.
The city of over 3 million people is set to go into lockdown in the coming days after the region's leader reluctantly agreed Thursday to obey a central government order to ban non-essential travel there. Madrid has found itself caught in a fight between its national and local governments. It has at least 859 cases per 100,000 people, according to the World Health Organization. Much of the continent is facing similar challenges. Local lockdowns across the UK, for example, have been put in place. In Italy, also one of the worst hit countries, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte plans to ask Parliament to extend the country's COVID-19 state of emergency to the end of January.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Lebanon and Israel have agreed to a framework for talks on their disputed border. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Lebanon's parliament speaker, Nabih Birri, said on Thursday the talks would be held under the auspices of the United Nations. Washington, which has been mediating to bring the two foes to the negotiating table, welcomed the agreement. Crucially, one of the disputed maritime areas is on the edge of energy-rich waters, and Lebanon's economy desperately needs a boost. It's close to collapse because of a mountain of debt and decades of mismanagement and corruption, compounded by the devastating port blast in August in Beirut. Border tensions flare sporadically over a wall Israel is building along the Blue Line and the growing arsenal of Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah group, which Israel sees as the biggest threat on its frontier.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin remained at odds on key areas of COVID-19 relief Thursday after they failed to bridge what Pelosi described as differences over dollars and values. Congressional Democrats led by Pelosi have proposed a $2.2 trillion package to respond to a pandemic that has killed more than 207,000 Americans and thrown millions out of work. Republican President Donald Trump's negotiating team has suggested a $1.6 trillion response. The White House on Thursday dismissed the Democrats' offer as not serious. The number of Americans filing new claims for jobless benefits fell last week but remained at recession levels, while personal income dropped in August. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits decreased 36,000 to a seasonally adjusted 837,000 for the week ending September 26th. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.